This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome on in, folks. Weekend kickoff starting here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Geller along with Mike Dottiglie bring you until 7 p.m. when Thursday night football on 105.3 will get underway. And that's an NFC South battle between Atlanta and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs on short week's rest, but they get to stay at home at least to host the Dirty Birds.
Can you pull against both of them?
The tie. We get the tie this evening.
No, we've had some people walk up to me. Man, what you think about tonight, man? I love the Buccaneers. Okay. I wouldn't put a nickel on either one of them.
I hear you. We'll be doing that, in pick six tonight.
Yeah, we will on pick six. And also want to tell everybody the first round of the playoffs, yeah. LHSA playoffs. Championship game, man, Hainesville beating Mangum 39-37. And, boy, if you had that game or you watching or listening, Isaiah Washington, who is a signee for LSU, played a huge part in that game, three touchdowns. He rushed for two. He had a pick six for one of them for the Golden Tornadoes, and he was the MVP. He'll play safety in college at LSU. And, man, think of this. That's their 18th state championship for the Golden Tornadoes.
Congrats.
18 of them for Hainesville. So congratulations. And I know, Steve, we got a big day of coverage starting tomorrow at 7 o'clock in our, Manning's Family Children's Prep Roundup.
You know, we just
segment
did
the championship round.
We just did the radiothon with them.
Absolutely. And then first game, Archbishop Shaw, my old pal, Hank Turney over there, trying to get another one. I talked to Hank for a few minutes the other morning, and I'm thrilled for him. I told him, us old timers, we got to stick together. That's why, I got to talk to you, Hank. So I wish him the best and ball, but they go up against a really tough St. Charles Catholic Comet team and well coached. Again, Coach Stein does a fantastic job there. And so that's at 7 o'clock tomorrow, I think, Steve, right?
Yes, sir.
So you got Ian Ozan, who does it, along with Coach Lou Valden. And also another coach, Brent Indus, is also involved. I think Coach Indus is at Lakeshore High School, where he's the coach there. And then Saturday.
Doubleheader action.
Doubleheader, 12 noon. Rustin plays Wichita. Bobby got a long Wichita story. Just ask him. He'll tell you. It's the coldest game he ever played in his life.
He gave me that yesterday, right?
But I heard it enough times I could almost tell it myself. And then tomorrow night, Saturday night,
right.
St. Aug plays Edna Carr. Robert Valdez, man who was at St. James for a long time. Then he left St. James, went to become an assistant coach at Grambling. back at St. Aug, and always tell this to Stan Verrett, you know, once a purple night, always a purple night. I told him, it ain't going to take long. Cruz Valdez going to get you, and they close. But they play the juggernaut, and Bryce Brown's just been unbelievable coach, and what he's been able to do at Edna Carr. You talk about a heavyweight champ. They the champs. Yeah, but the story with St. Aug is good. Coach Rod told me this, and I actually saw it. They took the team picture of the St. Aug Purple Knights, all the linemen. I think they had 18 of them there. And they took a picture, and Coach Rod says, Valdez want to talk to you. So I said, okay. So I took a look, when they taking a picture and everything. He said, here's the best part. Freshmen, sophomores, juniors, not a one of them took a shirt that was under 3X. Now I'm like, what? You got to be kidding.
Prime B.
These are 15, 16-year-old young men. But, man, you're going up against a champ now. So, that'd be a great game. And so, hey, if you can't go out, you got to listen to it here on the Big 870. And Ian and Coach Valden and also Brendan, this is give you all the action here right on the Big 870 WWL. Also today, too, Southern Miss hired their new coach. And he's was on the staff, Blake Anderson. Blake was at Arkansas State, Utah State, and had some tragic things happen, losing his wife, and was on the staff there this year. But Blake Anderson, man, I think that was a really, really good pickup for USM. Familiar with the program, been a head coach in the past, been successful twice at both Arkansas State and also Utah State. And then guy that we were familiar with because he started his career at Tulane, but Chris Brazel, the second, the wide receiver from Tennessee, last year caught 62 passes, over 1,000 yards, averaged almost 16.5 yards a catch. He has declared he's coming out early for the NFL draft. Man, his dad was a really good player, too, in the CFL for a long time, and Coach Willie Fritz brought him in. And I think Coach Fritz thought maybe he could take him to Houston, but he decided that he went to the University of Tennessee. So wish Chris the best of luck. I think Chris will be a second-round pick. He's a big, tall receiver, and he got some giddy-up after the catch. He can sure run.
Mike, looking at our lineup tonight, Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, will be joining us at 4:35, 5 o'clock hour. New head coach for the Tulane Green Wave football squad, Will Hall, will check in. Also, Renee Nato, writer at Crescent City Sports, getting an update on all those championship games. A lot of action in the Superdome this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Also, the Saints playing the Carolina Panthers. We'll be breaking that down and also talk.
And then tonight, I think Riverside's playing.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's right up the road from me. And Coach Roussel, and they playing right now. I think it's in first quarter. It got to be early because I watched some of the Hainesville and Mangum games. So Coach Roussel, former offensive line coach at Nicholls State University, doing a great job at Riverside.
I'm seeing here, Mike, refreshing
seven,
the scoreboard,
7-7
in the first.
Against Ascension Catholic. They not unfamiliar being in this spot, Ascension Catholic. So
Charlie with the update, too. 3 minutes left there.
3 minutes left in the first quarter, 7-7. So we'll keep you up to date on that game between Riverside and Ascension Catholic.
Mike, then in the 6 o'clock hour, Sean Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker, will join us. Also, the CEO of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We'll get into that with him. But also, former teammate of Philip Rivers, who, what do you know, is unretiring and heading back to the NFL. We'll see what happens there. He still, I don't believe, as far as I know, has been elevated from the practice squad.
But he will.
Man, oh, man. What a story here.
It'd be a great story. Again, we're talking about this Monday when it first got leaked that, you know, I knew he was a grandpa. And so my thing is, I don't ever remember a grandfather playing in the National Football League. And it got confirmed when you start to look up into it. He would be the first guy to take a snap, be a grandpa. And, man, you talk about a tough guy. If you in a fight, you want Philip Rivers on your side. He's one tough guy. And I watched some of the throws he was making in practice. Yeah, that's all great. And he's mentally, man, he got it.
Sure, right.
But, man, what from the neck down and you get
so
hit
sure, right.
By these young guys today, things start to crackle when they hit you now when you get up in that age.
It's going to be fun to see what happens there. And I asked Hebert last night, I was like, did you ever consider coming back after you retired? Yeah.
So one time with the Saints.
Oh, no, also mentioned Seifert with Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina came in, and he said, Mike, I would have been stealing money.
That's exactly.
And I was like, okay, so what's different from today? But he was, no, I couldn't throw the ball no more than 25 yards anymore.
Yeah.
And then when Coach Ditka came back, and I think it was in year two, Bobby got put into the Saints Hall of Fame. Coach had told me, I talked to him about it, but he was like, oh, no, Coach, I ain't playing no more. It's over with. So, Coach, I don't know how far he got into it with it, but he right. did come back when thought about it seriously when George Seifert was with the Carolina Panthers.
And yeah, so, like you mentioned, he said to me, too, it was like,
stealing
money. And now, but looking back on it, he's like, I should have stole the money.
Man, he didn't tell me that 5,000 times. It'd help my pension out.
Right. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk, reminding everybody here that Week 15 action Thursday Night Football will start this evening on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons, NFC South Showdown. Meanwhile, over on 870 AM, Pelicans at home taking on the Portland Trailblazers. Boy, oh boy, the Birds trying to snap a 7-game losing skid. Derek Queen obviously has been impressive. Can he get a little more help around him, and can the Birds finish out a game? We'll see if they can get into the win column this evening hosting the Blazers. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off, 8:70 a.m. Taking a break here, a weekend kickoff, Treasure Chest Casino. Things are rolling. We'll be right back with more right after this on WWL, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. It is a great weekend for black and gold football back in the dome. Only two home games left for the team. And we've got the injury reports for Thursday out for us already. A little bit of differences from yesterday for the Saints. Being upgraded, at least. Safety, Justin Reed, who didn't practice yesterday, was limited today with the knee issue. Other than that, we also saw Chris Rump go from limited to a full go as he has a wrist injury. The Von God Show, we know, gets his day of rest today. But other than that, still not practicing. Alvin Kamara, Awesome Richards, and Taliese Fuaga remains limited with the ankle. Also, Devin Neal with an abdomen injury is limited. That's kind of jarring considering he's your number one back right now.
But look at the Panthers.
Oh, they were all full practice
full
today.
Full practice. They all went to Lourdes and got cured overnight. Yeah, J.C. Horn, who was dealing with the concussion issue, he was the big guy on the list. Also, Cade Mays, who's a center for him, he was dealing with I think it was an ankle sprain he had. He was full participant today. So, you know what? You catch the full load of the Panthers.
Yeah, for
this
sure.
Sunday. But Horn was the big name there. He's one of the elite players in the certainly in the secondary in the NFC, though he got beat by Chris Olave on that long pass
in the
first game that they played.
Hopefully
but man,
he falls
JC
down
Horn,
again.
J.C. Horn can play. Man, he is one hell of a football player. Really, really good player.
Looking at the Saints, Mike, with the issue with Devin Neal, abdomen, I mean, he's limited, so I guess I shouldn't be panicked too much right now. It looks like he should be in line to be able to play on Sunday.
I would think. Wasn't he limited last week with an injury?
I don't think Neal was, no.
I think he was with something. But he was limited last week, too. So I expect Devin will play in the game. My concern would be Taliese Fuaga.
Right.
Hopefully he can play.
Well, especially with Awesome Richards two down. It's like, how many guys we got left on the O-line?
Not many. It's easy to call a roll that way. Because we figure Alvin Kamara is going to miss that game and Richards will miss. I really thought you wouldn't see Justin Reed back either. But the fact that he's limited at least gives you an opportunity there. And, you know, these games are always close. Saints-Panthers, always really close football games. And I expect another close one this coming Sunday in the Dome. And that's why, the Panthers, 2.5-point favorite. That's tight. It's telling you Vegas sort of thinks the exact same way.
And at 7-6, they're fighting with the Bucs for that top spot.
And, you know, would give them more motivation if the Bucs win tonight.
You know right.
Because now you got to keep up. You got to keep up with them.
Going to take a break here. Our weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. After the break, Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com, joining us talking all things sports right here on WWL after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rolling on here, weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino this Thursday, December 11th. Getting closer and closer to Christmas, folks. We got a big game Sunday in the Superdome. Saints taking on the Carolina Panthers, helping us break that down. Also talking Tulane in the playoffs. Playoffs? Jeff Duncan, columnist for the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com here on WWL Now. Jeff, always a pleasure, man. How you doing today?
Steve, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Jeff, kind of put into context, you've been here a while, to see what's happened at Tulane and to see this kind of resurgence of Tulane football, when you look at it, what Willie Fritz was able to build, and he did a great job there. And I think he's building again a Houston program, which, man, growing up, man, you didn't want to play them. Bill Yeoman's team, they were tough to play, and, man, they had a great offense. But what he's done at Tulane, and then to kind of follow that up with John Summerall, who I think he's a superstar coach. And he's going to – I've heard from a lot of people in Florida, oh, man, we don't want John. What? If y'all don't want him, he can stay here. Oh, that's all I know. John Summerall is a damn good coach. But to see that kind of how it's been done, man, it puts a lot of pressure on Will Hall. Man, it ain't just about winning five or six games anymore.
No, look, I don't think we can really put into context how difficult it is to win at the level Tulane has won at the last few years, considering, you know, the inherent challenges that those coaches face at that. It's a unique job, you know. I mean, this is not a traditional, American Conference school. They have a lot of disadvantages against the competition that they play because of the high entrance standards that Tulane has. They have to recruit nationally. They have to recruit a certain type of player. And then with the transfer portal, we saw last year, guys, how many players got poached away. Mekhi Hughes and Darian Mensah and Alex Bauman and Parker Peterson. I mean, they're all going playing at blue blood top Power Four programs. And then they had to rebuild the roster in one offseason. That's very difficult, and what John Summerall and Willie Fritz have done, I think, cannot be overstated. It's really difficult to do, and I think I have to give credit to the university. The leaders there, I think, have embraced athletics really strongly, probably more so than ever, and understand that a football program can be the front porch of a university, and I think we've seen the entire university rally behind the athletic program, especially the football program, the last few years, and we're seeing the benefits of that.
Jeff, it's a funny story. We had Coach Summerall on in March, and so we're doing a lot of draft coverage and everything else, and we got him on, and he was telling me he had so much change that he would buy these shirts, and the names of the guys he got brought in were on the back of the shirt so that way he wouldn't mess up the names. So he started to get familiarity with them, and he was telling me, man, all my secondary, Mike, they're all going to the NFL. My quarterback, you know, he's off to Duke. Mekhi Hughes off to Oregon. We've got to rebuild the tight end position. Most of his receivers left, because they graduated. And I'm like, Coach, you lucky to win eight games this year. And he just started to laugh. He said, well, you got no confidence in me? I said, I got confidence in you. I don't know about the guys you got, but you'd be lucky to win eight games this year. To get to double digits this year, when you lose those key elements, almost the entire secondary, then you lose your star back, your star quarterback, virtually your entire receiving core, with the exception of one guy that had saw any kind of action last year, your starting tight end. Now, one thing he did have, he rotated 10 defensive linemen on a three-man front, and he was able to get a couple guys in the portal. Man, that impressed me more than anything, to replace those guys, and it goes to show you that he embraced – NIL transfer portal long before Brian Kelly did.
Yeah, and I tell you, he's got a really keen eye for talent, Mike. You know, personnel, not a lot of coaches have that, as you know. I mean, some coaches think they know personnel, but they don't. And like Sean Payton, when he was with the Saints, I thought he had a really good eye for personnel. John's got that. He's got the ability to find guys in the portal, plug them in, know they're going to fit the culture that they've built there. And look, I think the biggest key, obviously, was getting Jake Retzlaff in at quarterback. They were kind of scrambling after Darian Mensah left. And to find him, and not only that, you have to credit John Summerall, the relationship he built with Jake and his family paved the way for him to come here. And they're not in this game in 2 weeks without Jake Retzlaff being there. He's not the most prolific passer in the world. He's not going to break any records with his physical ability, but that guy is a stone cold leader. And I think once he got immersed into the offense and everyone kind of knew what they were doing offensively, we saw this team take off about midseason.
Jeff, they got a star at running back. I think a future one in Jamari McClure. And so Coach Summerall was telling me in the offseason about, man, you know, Mike, you should see him. He's a former track sprinter, and, you know, he's got really good vision, ability to put his foot in the ground and just take off. And we saw that at the end, the running game, and that's something John wants to hang his hat on, that Jamari McClure is a guy. Man, if I'm one of these teams trying to poach players, which I would be if I was in coaching, he would be one of them.
Yeah, and I think that's a big difference from when they played Ole Miss the first time. Jamari McClure was running about 14 back then, finding his way up the depth chart. They didn't have that running game like they have now. And you're right, McClure is he's a load. He's really a prototypical back, exactly what you want in a running back. And I think they're going to lean heavily, or try to, on that running game with him in this rematch. Take some of the pressure off the passing game and Jake Retzlaff, but this is a different team that Ole Miss is going to encounter in 2 weeks. I know a lot of the national media is pointing to that first game and looking at that lopsided score, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a much more competitive game in 2 weeks than people realize.
Leading into that, one of the big differences, no Lane Kiffin. Now he's at LSU. And, Jeff, you know, people tell me all kind of stuff. Oh, he's quirky, you know, you don't know how to take him, everything else. My thing is, he's Louisiana. Walk around and see if you don't see quirky people all over. And they kind of dance to the beat of their own drum. Now, he's got to win. He's got to win big. But he's also, I think, a coach with a keen eye for talent to develop. Come on. So Trinidad Chambliss from Ferris State. You look at Kawan Lacey, who was a good player in high school, goes to Missouri, and he brings him in. What he's done in the transfer portal, I think Lane Kiffin, and I don't care if it's 5 years, and he leaves to the NFL, so what? Does he leave your program better than when he took it? And I think he's the raw guy that can fix this offense and get them rolling. And I think in able to keep Blake Baker, you got a guy that you saw much more physical LSU team that really, and Spurts really played well last year. And they were really dominant from a secondary standpoint.
Yeah, look, the resources that he's going to have at his disposal at LSU, I mean, that's why he made the jump. He knows that LSU is a top three program probably in the country. He's going to have his pick of players from the state. And then you said it, Mike, he's one of the best, if not the best, in working the transfer portal at the highest level. And not just finding players from blue blood programs, he's finding talent from all over, as you said. I think it's a perfect marriage as far as what LSU is looking for right now in a head coach and what Lane Kiffin is looking for in a program. I'd want one thing. It is going to be fun to follow. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be like a soap opera, and his offenses are dynamic. You talk to anybody that knows Lane Kiffin, he is an offensive genius, and they're going to be way more exciting on that side of the ball with him there than they've been the last few years.
I do think, well, everybody kind of was looking to wait to see what would happen with their, you know, high school recruiting class. Man, Jeff, I think that first week in January, that's when everybody's going to be watching, because I expect that's where Lane will make a big hit and try to hit that transfer portal, offensive line, bring in a quarterback, maybe some help along the defensive line. Because true freshmen, man, if you can get three of those guys to play, of the whole class, you lucky. Some people think, okay, they stars in high school, that'll translate quickly in college football. Man, it don't work that way. It's a totally different game. I think in early January, that transfer cycle, that's when all eyes of Louisiana will be on what's happening in Baton Rouge.
Of course, and look, players are going to want to play. First of all, LSU is one of those programs that recruits itself. That environment, Tiger Stadium, night games, it reminds me a lot of when Bobby Bowden had it really rolling at Florida State, Mike. You remember that? And, you know, those cool uniforms and the pregame with the spear, and it just felt like a huge event. That's Tiger Stadium. That culture and that environment and atmosphere is second to none, and now you're going to have Lane Kiffin in there coaching that offense. Every player in the country is going to want to play for LSU, and he's not going to have any trouble getting players in there. I think the biggest key for him is just going to be the heightened expectations. We saw it was a struggle for Brian Kelly there. You have to win a national title. That's the bar that's set in Baton Rouge, and it was set by Nick Saban and then Ed Ogeron and Les Miles. He's going to have to try and live up to those, and it's not going to be a grace period. I mean, he's going to be expected to win immediately, and that's different than anywhere he's been probably except Southern Cal. And it's going to be interesting to see how he responds to that, because LSU is dying to win another title right now, and they expect that out of Lane Kiffin at some point.
Jeff, I talked about this a couple weeks back, that LSU is one of the few what I would call brands in college football. And for guys like you, your age, my age, Steve's age, you social media, we didn't grow up with that. But now today, all these young men and women, they grow up in this era of it where it is a brand. And not only LSU's winning ways, and if it's baseball or women's gymnastics, what's happened in football, of what people have done away from the game. And you think about Shaq O'Neal, Livy Dunn in gymnastics, Paul Skeens, and now doing all these commercials, Armando Duplantis. Okay, not a lot in the States, but if you go to Europe, I think he's on five different commercials there that he's making this money. LSU pole vaulter, the greatest ever pole vaulter. And you think about Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, the Honey Badger, all these people that have brand
right
today, that we look at it at one way, but if you 15, 16, 17 years old, you looking at it differently. And that's what LSU can sell today, brand of LSU.
I think it's easy to say right now that we've been in the golden age of LSU athletics. And it speaks to what you're speaking to, Mike. I mean, we watched the ESPY Awards a couple of years ago, and it was like a walking 1 hour promotion for LSU sports with all the college athletes on that stage. From LSU, the Met Gala in New York City, the biggest fashion show in the world. There's Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow and Flaje Johnson and Angel Reese. It's insane what LSU has done. And that's a credit to the leaders down there at the university. I think Scott Woodward, more so than anyone, who understood the power of marketing and branding and building that brand and investing in LSU's marketing department. It's the best in the country. And we're seeing the results of that investment over the years. And I don't think it's going away. I think it's only going to keep getting bigger and growing. And that's a credit to the vision of the leadership down there in Baton Rouge. Because, like, you're right, Mike, it wasn't like that 20 years ago. You know, it's been built in the last 5, 10 years.
Jeff, we got a lot of action in the Superdome going on with prep football championships and rolling on into Sunday. Carolina Panthers coming to town. The Saints going for a sweep of the Carolina Kitty Cats. Obviously, I think everybody's excited right now around this team, seeing what Tyler Shuck's been able to do. What are you looking for in the rookie quarterback to continue evolving in this offense?
Yeah, I think he's the biggest story, obviously, going with the Saints. And I think just seeing the incremental improvement from him. And I think what we're seeing right now before our eyes is him growing into the leadership role at that quarterback position. If you've been around him, you know he's a very humble guy, and he understands his place as a rookie trying to find his way in that locker room with strong leaders like DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan already established. But that offense is missing some leadership. Alvin Kamara has been hurt. Eric McCoy's hurt. They've traded Rashid Shaheed. Brandon Cooks isn't around anymore. There's kind of a vacuum there, and he stepped right into that. And I think with what he did, winning on the road at Carolina, authoring that comeback in Tampa and that driving rainstorm, you saw when he scored that touchdown, guys, his teammates ran down the field, a bunch of offensive linemen embraced him, picked him up. That's a thing. That tells you they know he is the guy. And I think we're seeing him grow and blossom into this franchise quarterback that the team's been looking for since Drew Brees retired 5 years ago.
Jeff, it was we had Mark Schlereff on. He's talked about this the last 3 weeks because he's done games with Shedeur Sanders, with Cam Ward, with Jackson Dart. He made the comment, Tyler Shuck is the best of the entire group. In his opinion, he's the best of the group of what he's seen this year. And so, man, that tells you a lot because it's such a small sample size of Tyler Shuck out on the field. But for Schlereff, he don't give a lot of quarterbacks credit. I mean, he's about line play. But, man, he was really, really high on what he has seen from Tyler Shuck and why he's been able to handle things as a young player in this league.
Yeah, and I can tell you this, guys. I reached out back before the draft, probably March, to Sean Payton because I knew he'd evaluated the quarterback prospects leading up to the draft, and I knew he would be willing to talk about it because he had his guy. He had Bo Nix in the building. So he was going to be free to speak how he felt about these quarterbacks, and he told me he thought Tyler Shuck was the best quarterback in the entire draft. And this is back in March. Before the draft, no one was saying that. He thought he was a better prospect overall than Cam Ward. He really liked Cam Ward. He liked Jackson Dart. He liked Tyler Shuck best. And I can't think of a better endorsement than Sean Payton.
Jeff, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be definitely talking soon. And looking forward to this matchup on Sunday, hoping the black and gold can get into the win column again and at least, sweep the Panthers this season, a little bit of positive.
Man, the Panthers are so schizophrenic, you don't know which one you're going to catch.
For sure.
That's why save your money. Don't gamble on this game, I'm telling you.
I'm with
Thank you,
guys.
Jeff.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Columnist for the Times, PickyUnitNola.com. Jeff Duncan joining us there, taking a break here. Weekend kickoff, Treasure Chest Casino. Be back with more right after this, folks, on WWL. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino rolling on. We're here at the Game Sports Bar and Grill, set adjacent in the FanDuel Sportsbook, best place in town. Grab a bite to eat, watch the game, enjoy quality craft beer or drink. Taking a break for top of the hour news. We'll come back with the new head coach of the Tulane Green Wave after that. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.